The next slide. I told you we'd go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let me read it to you. You look at the slide. He made him. Now that he is God, God the Father made him, that's Jesus Christ, who knew no sin. Theologically, we say that non peccare, the impeccability of Christ. He doesn't sin. He is not a sinner. He's never sinned. He's holy and harmless. But God the Father, he made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now let's look at that up here. I started drawing that on the board. That is the great biblical doctrine of justification. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. And justification is that Jesus Christ on the cross, so we're talking about the cross. We're talking about when he said it's finished, what he finished in John 19:30. The penalty for my sins, God put over here on Jesus Christ's account. Most people vaguely, you know, that's in their minds that he died for sin. But it's not just the punishment for my sins, but the record for my sins also came over here. In other words, God treats Jesus like he did all my sins. And the way a God's counting system works is, if God treats Jesus like he does all my sins, then the record is no longer on me. Think about that. That's the great doctrine of justification. Now look back at your slides. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21 summarizes all of Isaiah 53. Okay, let's go back. Because of our sins, we are all guilty convicts in God's sight. So we need justification. You can look up for a second because this is one of my favorite ways to witness. I during all the years that I was a pastor, I would disciple my staff pastors and train them and teach them how to study and memorize. And one of the favorite things I had is how to share the gospel. So we were sitting at the last church that I pastored. There were six staff pastors and they were all sitting. And we were at the place that has the onion ring column. What's the name of that place? Red Robin, or Red Rooster. Red Robin, I think. But they like those onion ring towers. And I wanted to witness to the waitress. And so, because I was older and she could tell I was the one probably paying for all these young guys, because we had young staff, she would come over and ask me if everything was okay. And I said, yeah, but I said, do you know that all these guys at the table are convicts? She stepped back away from the table and she looked at all of them. And then she came back over to me and said, what did they do? I said, see, I had her. She fell hook, line, and sinker. I said, they're all convicted sinners. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then she went, oh. And then she left, you know, and brought back the onion rings and everything. And then she said, and, you know, she just wanted to keep talking about this. How I said, well, I am the worst sinner I know in the whole world. Then she stepped away from me. She said, what did you do? I said, I want my own way. And then she realized that I was saying she's a sinner too. And I just went right into the gospel. See, we need to look at this slide. Because of our sins, we're all guilty convicts in God's sight. So we need justification. Look up. Let me tell you a quick story. One way to describe justification is by the story of what happened to a wealthy Englishman. He bought a Rolls Royce. Now, that would take wealth. They cost like $300,000 these days. He took it to France on his vacation. On his vacation through France, the new Rolls Royce, the brand new Rolls Royce, broke down. At great expense, the Rolls Royce factory flew a mechanic and not only repaired the car, but entertained the customer in the finest hotel nearby where his car broke down. When he arrived home, he expected to receive a large bill, but no bill came from Rolls-Royce. Eventually, he wrote asking that his account be settled for the repair and the hotel and the meals and everything that they paid for. He received this reply back on Rolls-Royce letterhead. Dear sir, we have no record of anything ever having gone wrong with your car. That's exactly what it means to be justified. It means God has no record of anything ever having gone wrong in our lives. The truth of justification, when you really realize that all the penalty for all my sins, past, present, future, on the cross, Jesus paid for all my sins from when I was born till when I called on his name when I was 6 years old, all the way through today, and all the way through my last brainwave, heartbeat, and breath. He paid for all of them in one sacrifice. All my sin, the penalty, God punished Jesus for my sins, and the record of my sins was put on Jesus' account like he committed them. And so God says, like Rolls-Royce, dear sir, we have no record of anything going wrong with your car. That's why justification for most people is the greatest doctrine in the Bible. So look back at your slides. Because of our sins, we're guilty convicts, so we need justification. So here's a song. I want to read you the words because most of us don't feel justified. So look at what Charity Bancroft during the Civil War wrote as a hymn. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is Love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. But look at the right-hand column, my favorite stanza. When Satan tempts me to despair, when he tells me of my guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me.